633-5833. Trimestrales de Vaughan. 3 meses y notarás la diferencia. Entra en grupobaughan.com y descubre verbos en inglés, consejos y curiosidades, gramática inglesa. Descubre mucho más en grupobaughan.com. Recursos para aprender inglés.
Get ready. Hold on to your hats. Strap on your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hats. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. That's right. It's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Nacho, tell them what it's called.
Conecta con nosotros en Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso. Participa a través de la app de Vaughan Radio. Y no te olvides los viernes seguirnos en Facebook Live.
The show with no name.
That's right, folks. That's right. Your totally interactive English show on Vaughan Radio. And as Danny said over there, you guys can participate every day, or as we say, on a daily basis here via social media. So as you know, every day you can participate on Twitter. In fact, I've got a lot of tweet hearts tweeting in already on Wednesdays as of late. Se puede decir lately, o si queremos ser más formales. As of late, we've been streaming live on my Instagram. So if you guys want to join the party there, make sure you do that too. That's Wednesdays, and it's Alberto_Alonso. Make sure you follow Vaughn too. It's Grupo_Vaughn. And then a tradition that has been going on for probably about 3 or 4 years now. We've also been streaming live on my Facebook on Fridays. So a great reason to put social media in a positive light, because we're always social media, this, that, but there is a positive side to it. And that's thanks to you guys and, well, other accounts, other people who are teaching you English, whether it's students or teachers. What I love, there are a lot of my students who are out there tweeting, different things that they learn in English. And that is the ultimate sharing. And as you guys know, sharing is caring. So that's one of the great things about social media. So let's use this to its fullest potential. And, today we'll be live on Twitter. So if you guys want to participate, that's I'm Alberto Alonso. You have a lot of different sections where you can participate throughout today's show. And folks, we're also here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Nacho Macho Man. I've got to be a Nacho Man.
That's right. Now, Nacho, I think you and I are the only suckers. Pringaos, you say. No pringado. No me digas pringado, porque nunca he oído nadie decir una de ahí. So we are the two, at least at Vaughan. Any other suckers out there? Algún pringao más en la sala? We gotta be honest. We love what we do. Okay, we love vacation more. But we love what we do, and it's a pleasure to be here with you guys. But I figured I would teach you that word in case you didn't know it. I think it's similar to the word mamon, too, because to suck is mamar, chupar. So literally, it would be sucker. In fact, I remember translating when I was a kid. Suffer, sucker. Sufre, mamon. Ah, you didn't know. I knew that one. Of course, guys, of course. So that was I'm always telling you guys to learn English from music. Well, I learned Spanish from Sufre Mamón, from Hombres G, the G-Men. The G-Men. And, of course, as you know, my favorite teacher, Rafael. Rafael. All right, so, guys, today we'll be learning English with some music, with movies, with pop culture. All this stuff is just to have fun and learn along the way. I hope you guys are having a lovely summer so far. Those of you who are on vacation, enjoy it for me. As you guys know, we had a few weeks where we weren't on the air. But make no mistake, I have not been on vacation. In fact, I'm preparing for the due date. Now, you can say Día de, D-Day, which is when they stormed the beach at Normandy. But also D-Day is the due date, la fecha que salimos de cuentas. So that'll be September 5th. We're pretty excited about that. But, the downside is la parte negativa, is we don't want to go too far away from Madrid. Nope, not with wifey pregnant. And guys, I don't know anything about babies and you know, giving birth and all that, especially since this is my first time around. But I think this kid is ready to come out. She is ready to come out. She is alive and kicking. And she reminds me of me a little bit already. You know, that restlessness, esa inquietud, that restlessness that you guys know I have. So, guys, hope you're having a great summer. I asked you on Twitter if you guys want to let us know what has been, because I don't want to say what is or what was the highlight of your summer, because that would imply that summer is over. And summer's not over. We're just broadcasting live. In fact, I think tomorrow Richard Vaughn will be back on the air, and Fitz, possibly. Don't quote me on that. But I'll be on the air as of now until Christmas, I guess, is our next break, right? So, guys, you'll have live shows on the show with no name, and especially in the mornings here on Vaughn in the coming weeks. And then the rest of us, that's Kyle Miller and all our other amigos out there, they'll be back on the 2nd of September. So, for those of you guys who are needing your daily dose, your fix. Fix es buenísima esta palabra porque es dosis, pero también es arreglar. And, those of you guys who need your fix, your English fix, well, you guys will be able to hear brand new live shows from now until September 2nd. And then September 2nd, everybody is back on board. So we don't want you to miss us too much. So I asked you guys today on Twitter what has been, porque sigue en vigor, right? The summer's still happening here. Some of us are working, but it's still summertime. So what has been the highlight? Me encanta esta palabra, highlight. What has been the highlight? Now, the highlight is the high point, the greatest moment, the most memorable moment, right? Piénsalo, a highlighter es este boli que pone, que es fluorescente, right? It destaca cosas. So to highlight something is destacarlo. It makes sense, right? So we use it as a noun. So si yo estoy dando un discurso, es un verbo, ¿no? I want to highlight these things over here. Resaltar, ¿no? Recalcar. To emphasize. But when we use it as a noun, it is, what has been the most memorable part. Porque esa es una palabra difícil. Memorable. Dilo conmigo. Memorable. No, it's not memorable. Lo tragamos un poco. What's been the most memorable part of your summer so far? Or what has been, para darte una palabra que usamos mucho, what has been the highlight of your summer? Okay, una palabra, highlight. Let's take a look on Twitter. I've got a lot of people tuning in over here. Let's see. Alex says, do you remember Suicide Blonde by INXS? Yes, I do. And I guess he was referring to yesterday's show where we were talking about the difference between suiciding someone and committing suicide, right? Yes, Alexis, I know that song. It's a really cool song, in fact. My mother's participating. Yeah, I guess she's on vacation, too. And she says that they had a great weekend at Bethel Woods. Now, Bethel Woods is where the original Woodstock Festival took place 50 years ago this past weekend. And, well, that was the highlight of my mother's summer. And that was awesome because Carlos Santana, a lot of these classic rockers played at the original place 50 years later. So, yep, I missed it. let's take a look. Javi Lopez, he says the highlight of his summer was, he said, 3-7 in the U.S. Y tardé un poco. He's talking about Aupa Atleti, that Atletico de Madrid beat, thrashed, es la palabra, destrozar, thrashed Real Madrid. But Javi Lopez, you know, you're playing, I'll play back. Friendlies don't count. Nobody ever looks at friendlies. You guys got to win a Champions League final to get recognition. You got to win La Liga again. What? Not. They're both very, very possible, especially with your new signing, Joao Felix. This guy, excellent. Looks like an excellent promise, talent, no? Joven promesa. But Javi Lopez, as I said, you got to do it in the big games. Not the preseason games. It's great. Congratulations. But it doesn't count for anything. Just a little ego boost. No, subir el ego un poco. A little ego boost. But yes, te enseño la palabra, a thrashing, right? Cuando alguien gana un equipo, pero a goleada, it was thrashing. Como la revista esta de skate que se llamaba Thrasher, right? They really thrashed them. And Javi says, yes, it's a pity we didn't have any luck in those finals. It's going to be really tough to try to achieve those recent milestones once again. Well, hey, I believe in you guys, if that's any consolation. I believe Atleti is a force to be reckoned with. I think they're a very, very strong team. So I think anybody in any league should be worried when they have to play against Atletico de Madrid. So there you go. Hats off to Atleti. Elena Sanchez says, hi, AA. Hello, Elena. How's it going? How's it hanging? She says, I've visited Mexico. Now, aquí es donde no queremos usar el presente perfecto. Because it's not I have visited Mexico. Porque estás hablando que algo ya ha pasado. So you could say, I visited Mexico, or I was in Mexico. And she says, it's an amazing place. I can imagine. I've never been to Mexico, but I can imagine it is truly a tremendous place. And she says, I felt in love. Cuidado, Elena, this is a big one. This is one of those top 10 mistakes here. The verb to feel versus the verb to fall. Now, la expresión en presente is to fall in love. Entonces, tú has puesto el pasado de feel. En este caso, es un error muy, muy común, por eso quería destacarlo. So, nunca es I felt in love, sino I fell. Es el pasado de caerse. Piénsalo así, ¿no? No es sentirse enamorado tanto como caer en el amor. Maybe that'll help you. Fall, fell, fallen, comparado con feel, que es feel, felt, felt. Okay? Elena, you're not the only one who makes this mistake. It's a very, very common one. She says, I fell in love. I'd love to go to Mexico. I've got a long list of places that I want to go to. But, well, it'll have to wait. It'll. Di esto conmigo is it will. Con la contracción de it will is it'll. Like Italy, right? It'll have to wait. It'll. No es fácil este sonido. It'll. It'll have to wait. Yes, it'll have to wait. But eventually we will go. A la larga, iremos. Mexico and all those places on our list. And speaking of places, today we're going to look at places in our spelling bee. We're going to look at some really amazing places. But before we get into our spelling bee, we've got to start with a section where we listen to famous people speaking, and we try and ascertain what they're saying. So, guys, you know what time it is. It's time for Say What? Say what? What? Yeah, yeah. Say what? ¿Qué dices? Huh? Right? All right. Well, folks, this is a famous person speaking. Now, remember, if you know who the person is and you didn't tell us what's being said, you didn't do the exercise right. The exercise is to write down what you hear. Once you have that, you can send it to me. As always, you're going to hear it four times. But if you just tell me who's speaking and not what they're saying, I'm not interested. It's not the exercise, okay? I like that you can recognize famous voices. Kudos. Enhorabuena. But this is about comprehension and being able to take dictation, all right? And hearing and understanding all different accents. So, folks, grab a pen and a piece of paper and write this down. It's time for our first listen.
I actually, you know, said on the show a while ago that I have bipolar disorder, and that's something that, you know, I touch on in the documentary. I touch on everything that I've been through.
All right. So, you know, you're hearing a lot of, you know, ¿sabes? Yeah, that's, you guys know that. We love that. That's one of our little crutches, nuestros muletillas. You know what I mean? Know what I'm saying? Right. You guys have your own in Spanish, but it's good to identify these in a language because you want to try and avoid using them. I know, you know, we use them. O sea, I mean, like, right. But you want to try and avoid those words because, well, they're extra words. They don't really help you communicate your message. And we pop those words in there. Metemos estas palabras ahí when we're thinking. But it's better. A teacher taught me this. It's better to remain silent than to say, you know. So, hey, it's better to take a quick pause than to stick one of these muletillas in there, one of these crutch words that you just lean on, te apoyas en ellos. All right? So, hey, they exist in every language for a reason, but that doesn't mean we like them. All right. Well, guys, here we go. Today's spelling bee, I'm going to spell six words for you right now. As I said, they're all places. So what does that mean? That means they're all going to start with a capital letter. They're all going to start with a capital letter because, well, places, person, place, or thing, right? These are nouns. But if it's a proper noun, as we call it, a proper noun is, well, a famous place or a famous person, someone's name, those have to start with a capital letter. All right, so I'm giving you that little piece there. They all start with a capital letter. Here are your six words in today's spelling bee. What are the six words and what do they have in common? All right, here we go. The first word is Y-O-S-E-M-I-T-E. The second word is T-E-T-O-N. As I said, they start with a capital letter, all of them. All right, the next one. Z-I-O-N. The next one is Y-E-L-L-O-W-S-T-O-N-E. The next one is A-R-C-H-E-S. And the sixth and final word in today's spelling bee is E-V-E-R-G-L-A-D-E-S. All right, so what are the six words I've just spelled for you? And as a bonus, I want to know what they have in common. As always, they're linked in some way. So let's see if you guys, A, can figure out the words, and B, can figure out that link between them. All right? Let's take a look here on Twitter if anybody got them the first time around. Now, remember, I always give you two readings over there, so don't worry if you didn't get it the first time around. No problem at all. Let's see a couple comments rolling in on Twitter. Great to hear from you guys. Javier Flipada, what's up, Javier? He says, welcome back, Alberto. Great to listen to a live show again. About my summer. So far, I've been working, so there hasn't been a highlight yet. Maybe in October. So you're like me, Flipada, a sucker. Pringao. Don't worry, Flipada. Don't worry. We're going to have some fun and we're going to get through it before you know it. And you know what? Flipada, you're a smart guy. You're a smart guy because you get a lot better deals to travel in September and October than you do in July and August, right? Como decimos temporada alta? We say peak season, right? Peak. And temporada baja is off peak, right? So peak season and off peak. So Flipada, you're smart. You save money. There's less crowds, right? Menos mogollón de gente, right? So, hey, if you can. Now, if you have kids, it's harder. Because if you have kids and you have to travel when the kids, or you have to take holiday when the kids are on holiday, right? But if you're single and ready to mingle, como decimos, ¿conocéis esta expresión? Single and ready to mingle. To mingle is to mix with people. No es lo que hacemos en una fiesta. If you're in the corner and you're just talking to your friends and you're in your own little clique, one of you will say, hey, guys, let's go mingle. Vamos a ir a hablar con, movernos y hablar con la gente. So I love that rhyming expression. I'm single and ready to mingle. So let's see. Vero says, good morning, my dearest radio team in the whole wide world. Windy morning around here. Chocolate kisses. All right. Well, great to have you back on board with us, Vero. Mohammed says, good morning, bro. I miss you. I missed you, too, terribly. He says, actually, I enjoyed the beaches and grilled fish. Meanwhile, I was listening to recorded shows of Alberto. Great stuff. As I say, guys, the summer is not a time to put your English down. It's a time to pick it up because you got more free time, right? The summer is the perfect time to take your English to the next level, right? And what is the number one complaint? Or excuse, I should say. I don't have time. Well, you had time to sit by the pool for 3 hours. Pop in a podcast while you're at it. You know, as you guys know, all our podcasts are available. If you have an Apple iPhone, they're on iTunes. And if not, they're on iVox. So never an excuse to miss a show. So great to have you back, Mohammed. Missed you guys. I missed you guys. I really mean this. I always, you know, it sounds like BS. So not como chorradas, but I'm serious. BS is bullshit. But I really miss you guys when we're not live on the air. So it's great to be back. H. Veronica says, so happy you're back. I'm happy to have you. I love reading your names here and seeing all my great friends, my awesome students joining me here. Speaking of, there's Jester, there's Elena, there's Beatriz, H. Veronica, all participating in the spelling bee. Wow, I love it. Esto es como, this is like doing roll call, right? Roll call is cuando decimos Carvajal, Nacho, here, present, right? Roll call to take attendance, right? All right. Well, some of you have gotten these six spelling bee words already, but I'm going to give the rest of you a chance to figure them out too. So I'm going to give them to you one more time. I'm going to slow down a little bit, but not too much, not baby speed. I'm going to go to like teenager speed. All right. Here we go. The first word is Y-O-S-E-M-I-T-E. The next word is T-E-T-O-N. The third word is Z-I-O-N. The fourth word in the spelling bee is, remember, capital Y-E-L-L-O-W-S-T-O-N-E. Remember, you can say capital or you can say uppercase. Ambos significan mayúscula. Uppercase or capital letters. Y minúscula, lowercase. Sí, no tiene otra opción. O sea, son más importantes los de mayúscula porque tienen dos palabras, ¿no? All right, the fifth word in today's spelling bee is capital A-R-C-H-E-S. And the last one is capital E-V-E-R-G-L-A. D-E-S. All right, so those are your six words. The second time, I think I slowed down considerably, so I don't think anybody should have a problem joining our superstars. Let's see. It looks like Jester is the first one to get them all right. Excellent job. Also, Elena as well. Perfect job. Wow, guys. The first two that I read are right. So that is awesome. Excellent job, Jester and Elena. I see that you guys did not get rusty in these couple weeks that we didn't have live shows. There's Beatriz. Are you serious? The first three people to get them got them all right. That is so impressive. Excellent job, Jester, Elena, and Beatriz. Let's see. H. Veronica, ooh, careful, your third one. There's something wrong with your third one over there. But don't worry, we're going to take a look at them very, very shortly. En muy poquito lo vamos a ver. Let's see. Luz Marina says, hi, Alberto. Me perdí el programa en directo ayer, pero hoy estaba en primera fila. Well, yeah, yesterday was an exciting show because we had my friend Roberto Leal from Operación Triunfo and also from a new show, as I told you guys yesterday, que se llama Vaya Crack, which is going to be fun. Always exciting to see your friends doing great stuff. No, siempre me encanta ver a mis amigos triunfando, you know, doing a great job. Especially somebody like Roberto, who is really a good guy. Es un buen tío. He's a really good dude and is a hard worker. So it was a pleasure to have him here on the show. Speaking of hard workers, there's Vero. Excellent job. There's Teresa. Great to have you all participating with us this morning. All right, well, guys, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we'll take a look at this and much, much more. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Años descubriendo junto a ti. El Máster en Inglés Profesional te ofrece este programa.
There's an organization in Spain that will pay you €500,000 if, over a period of 3 years, you spend 2 hours every day walking in the park, every day for 3 years. If, after 3 years, you can prove that you have spent a total of 2,190 hours walking in the park, you will receive €500,000. Are you interested? It only means 2 hours a day for 3 years in the park, and in exchange, €500,000. Not bad, is it? But wait, there's a second offer. If you devote the same 2,190 hours, instead of going to the park, to the English language, during the next 3 years, you will earn even more. This time, €1,000,000. But over the next 30 years of your working life, experts in human resources calculate that a good command of the English language increases your total career income by €1,000,000. Therefore, simple division tells us that each one of the 2,190 hours necessary to achieve a good command of the English language is worth €457 each hour. Would you take English classes with me if I paid you €457 for each hour of class? Every hour you devote seriously to mastering English can easily bring you €457 each hour. Your future is in your hands, and it only requires a bit of focus and perseverance. Think about this.
Porque es compatible con tu jornada laboral, con un máximo de 6 alumnos por clase. Son los trimestrales de Vaughan. Exigentes, intensos. Sí, son los de Vaughan, con más de 40 años de experiencia. Elige el día de la semana y déjate de excusas. Ven a nuestro centro Vaughan en Madrid, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta, o en la calle Arapiles 18. Más información en el 91-133-5833. Trimestrales de Vaughan. 3 meses y notarás la diferencia.
El máster es el curso más importante, más exigente y más intensivo que hacemos aquí en Vaughan Systems. Cada persona invierte una cantidad de dinero y tiempo para hacer el curso, es muy importante para nosotros que cada persona termine el curso con el mejor nivel posible. Nuestros másteres son para todo el mundo. Tenemos desde presidentes y dueños de empresas hasta gente que están empezando su carrera profesional. Tenemos módulos y niveles para todo el mundo. El objetivo es que la gente pueda trabajar mejor en de viaje, de negocios, trabajar por teléfono, por correo electrónico, sentirse más cómodo haciendo su trabajo en otro idioma. La gran mayoría de la gente viene como recomendación de un amigo, un compañero de trabajo, y después del curso siguen con nosotros haciendo otro tipo de curso por el nivel de satisfacción que tienen con las clases con nosotros.
Si no agarras el tema del inglés ahora, con decisión y firmeza, no llegarás a saberlo nunca. Siempre tendrás un nivel medio. Infórmate, grupobaugan.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
Show with No Name.
It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. And guys, I gotta brag. I can brag. I always forget this word. Presumir. I've gotta brag a little bit, guys. Today, right now, the show with no name is the only live show on Vaughn Radio. Now that's gonna change. I know you were just talking to Richard. Is he back? Yeah. So tomorrow, Richard Vaughn is back on the air, followed by Fitz. I don't know if that's tomorrow or also, so guys, tomorrow you got a full morning from tomorrow on. Desde mañana adelante, o sea, no solo mañana. From tomorrow on, you guys have your dose. Now, many of our presenters are still on holiday, but at least you're going to have your three heavyweights, los pesos pesados de la mañana. You're going to have your three heavyweights, the boss, Richard, Fitz, the guy who trained us all. And myself, the guy who's been doing it for more than 10 years over here with you guys on the air and still having fun, still discovering things. And well, guys, let's get back into it. So much participation. I love that it's summertime and you guys could be asleep, you know, from partying last night. But no, you're up doing something productive for your English. And that is definitely something to be proud of. All right. Well, before we look at our spelling bee, guys, we've got to do a little section here where we listen to sound bites. Now, we've heard the say what sound bite already one time. We've got to hear it for the second time. So, guys, pay attention, grab a pen, whatever you do, because it's time for our second listen.
I actually, you know, said on the show a while ago that I have bipolar disorder, and that's something that, you know, I touch on in the documentary. I touch on everything that I've been through.
All right, there we go, folks. That's the second listen. You're going to hear it two more times throughout the course of the show today. So if you know what this person is saying, jot it down and send it on over to us on Twitter, where you guys know we are live every day. It's I'm Alberto Alonso. Elena, in fact, on Twitter says, to Jaster, we are still rock stars. Me encanta. I love it, Elena. That's the attitude. She's like, we are seguimos siendo estrellas de rock. We are still rock stars. I love it. I love it. All right. Well, let's take a look, guys. These were all national parks. Now, it's funny because in Spanish you say parque natural. We don't call them natural parks, although I think it's a good name because it's, you know, natural resources. It's an area with a lot of nature, usually, right? So it's connected to natural things and nature, but we call them a national park. Why? Well, that's because they're government. They're under the jurisdiction of the U.S. government. So these are places that have been protected, right? So they call them national parks, all right? Well, today, in 1988, it was called Black Saturday. In 1988, it was a Saturday today. And, well, in Yellowstone Park, it was called Black Saturday. Now, why is this? Because, well, there was a famous fire in 1988 at this park, one of the most famous national parks in the United States, and that is Yellowstone National Park. You guys have all, I think almost everybody has heard of Yellowstone. It's located in Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, and it's also very famous for its geyser, Old Faithful. It has a very famous geyser, but the park is, in fact, why is Yellowstone so emblematic when we talk about national parks? Well, it was the first national park in the U.S., and some would say the world, you know, because there were other things that were protected, but they said this is designated as a national park. So it all started, at least in the United States, with Yellowstone National Park. And today, there was a period of fires, and today was the worst day of those fires. It was called Black Saturday. Over 610 square kilometers, okay, kilómetros cuadrados, were burned due to the blaze. Now, blaze is another word for fire. An intense fire is a blaze. B-L-A-Z-E is the word. Conceta, right? Blaze. There was a raging blaze. And today was the worst day. So they called it Black Saturday. I know. It sounds like something from the stock market, right? It's actually a tragic day in the history of Yellowstone Park. And it's crazy because the fire started because of a drought, right? Una sequilla. And what happened was this was not one of these like fires that burned for a day or 2 days, which is still very, very tragic. In fact, we see a lot of fires in the news lately, very, very sad, very tragic. This, are you ready for how long this lasted? This fire lasted from June 14th, el 14 de junio, to November 18th. So let's, July, August, September, October, 5 months of raging fires. Thousands of firefighters were called onto the scene. You can check out documentaries about it or read more about it. It's called The Yellowstone Fires of 1988. And it basically was the worst fire in, obviously, in the history of that park and in the history of any of the U.S. national parks. So the Yellowstone fire, as I said, today was Black Saturday. I decided, well, let's look at some other very well-known or maybe not so well-known national parks in the United States. All right. So the first one that we looked at was Yosemite. Now, I don't know how you guys pronounce that. Yosemite. No, we say Yosemite. Yosemite National Park. And this is a very famous park, which is located in the western Sierra Nevada. No, not in Spain. I mean the California Sierra Nevada Mountain. And, well, this is a beautiful national park. I've never been to it, but this is probably in our top three in the United States. I would say Yellowstone being number one, maybe Yosemite number two. And I got to say something. Let's take a look at this number. How many national parks are there in the USA? Are you ready for this number? This is going to be crazy. Okay, not bad. 61 national parks. So that means you can find at least one national park per state. Now, that's not true because some national parks have some states have three or four national parks, right? Our first one on the list was Yosemite, right? If you guys remember that character from Looney Tunes, el que tenía las pistolas y el bigote, he had that red mustache. We called him Yosemite Sam. Hey, now I say hold on there a second there, varmint. He was always, I don't know what he sounded like in Spanish, but he sounded like a bit of a redneck in Spanish. He said, hang on there, varmint. He was Yosemite Sam. All right, so Yosemite. All right, now the next one is funny because it's a Spanish word. Now, we say Teton, okay? Grand Teton. Now, in Spanish, if you see the word, it's Teton. That's right. And if you look at the mountains, they look a bit like Tetones. These were obviously named, as you guys can know, many, many Spanish or Hispanic names. I mean, just look at the city, Los Angeles, right? San Diego. We're talking about a lot of Spanish influence there. And so this is called Grand Teton. Para que no suene tan mal, we don't say Grand Teton. We say Grand Teton. And it's a national park, which is located in northwestern Wyoming, right? It is only 16 kilometers south of Yellowstone. So there are some areas, this is an interesting thing here, there are some areas of the United States which have such a huge concentration of parks. And those areas, I'm looking at a map right now, those areas are usually the West. There aren't as many. What I'm looking at right now is in the central United States. They're usually to the west and to the east coast. And some of the other ones you know, too, Grand Canyon, all of these famous ones. So this is one you may or may not know. It's a famous one. It's called the Grand Teton, in Spanish, Teton, in Wyoming. Also, guys, remember, if you're thinking about doing a trip to the United States, if you contact the National Park Service, they have maps. They have, they can help you prepare a route. So you can see as many national parks as you want. Really fascinating. Again, I've seen probably about maybe 10 or 15 of these 62 national parks in the United States. All right. Now, the next one is Zion. Zion is the word. Z. Now, I think some of you put C, right? Listen to the difference here. Z, C, right? No son iguales. Now, los británicos dicen Z, pero un americano nunca te va a decir Z. We're going to say Z, right? So, Zion, Theon, right? Zion National Park. This one is located in southwestern Utah. Now, Utah is another amazing place for these national parks. You know, I'm thinking that southwest area of the United States, you know, between Nevada, California. There's just a lot of great mountains out there, you know. And then, of course, we have tons on the East Coast. And in fact, my parents live near a state park. And that's my parents live in the Appalachian Mountains. No, they're very famous mountains that go from Maine all the way down south. So they basically cross the country. So if you're a nature, what am I getting at here? If you're a nature lover, you're going to love the United States. I mean, we've got some serious, and they're so different. You know, the ones on the East Coast are very green usually. And the ones on the West Coast are more rock and desert. I mean, you'll see that there's a whole different landscape depending on what part of the country you're in. So Zion National Park, which is in Utah, that was the next one on our list. Zion. The fourth one was Yellowstone, which we've already looked at. The next one, a friend of mine was here recently, and it looked like she had the time of her life, and she never, it's called Arches National Park, another one that's located in Utah. Maybe Utah is a good starting point, right? Well, all along, think about it this way, all along the Colorado River, you're going to have national parks, because you just have this beautiful, fertile land. In fact, you guys call it El Cañón de Colorado, right? Well, we call it the Grand Canyon, and it's located in Arizona. So, but the river is the Colorado River. That's why you call it El Cañón del Colorado. No por el estado, sino por el río. So, Arches. Now, this is one I have just dreamed of going to. And it literally is these rock arches. No, unas arches. How do you say arches? Un arca. An arch like this, and arco, right? Arca is Indiana Jones. Arca, the arc. Well, these are arches, right? And it's called Arches National Park. There's these sandstone, these red sandstone arches all over the place, and it is just beautiful. It's mind-blowing. Now, remember, a lot of these, since they're located in the mountains, it's not for, beginners. Some of these you really got to hike, right, up to these really high altitudes where there's, the oxygen is a lot thinner up there, so it's harder. These aren't for everybody. Remember, all these national parks have different levels for different, and that's another thing that they can help you with. If you're interested in going, we're not really experienced. Oh, okay, then don't go here. You want to go here. You know, this way they can help you and make your trip, fantastic. And I got to tell you something. I heard about this. I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly how it works, but I believe that there's a pass that you can get. So if you're really thinking of doing the parks, you know, the national parks in the U.S., you can get like a yearly pass, which gives you access to all of the different parks, all 61 of those parks, right? Okay, the last one. Let's take a look at the sixth one, and this is the Everglades. Now, the Everglades. Now, this is one that, as I said, now very, very different than Teton or the Grand Canyon or any of these. This one is literally swampland. It's marshy swampland. Now, how do we say marsh or swamp? You say pantano. So what does that mean? It means it's very watery. It's not solid ground. Ciénaga, marjal, pantano, the Everglades. I'm sure you guys have seen these ones in documentaries. They're located down at the southern tip of Florida. And you guys have seen with these airboats, you know, these estos barcos que tienen estas lanchas que tienen como un ventilador enorme, and they kind of skim over the water. That's the Everglades, all right? And that's an area very, very different. A lot of the ones I was talking about are more like deserts, and the Everglades is swampland, and it's basically down in Florida. Pretty scary, I would say, because if you go out there, man, there's alligators and snakes and all kinds of exotic animals out there in the Florida Everglades. I don't doubt, though, that it is beautiful. We call this area wetlands, right? Tierras mojadas, wetlands. And it's important to preserve the wetlands because of all the animals that live in these wetlands, because, well, they need to live off the water. As I said, the land near a river is usually very fertile. That means there's food. That means there's animals. That means they can live very, very well. So you see a lot of this. Even though the Everglades, you're thinking, oh, man, it's mud, it's barro y tal. Well, It's an area where hundreds and hundreds of different species of animals are. In fact, I'm looking at it right here. 350 species of birds you can find. As I said, since they're wetlands, birds love those areas. In fact, if you've ever been to JFK, LaGuardia, the New York airports, you'll find that there are a lot of wetlands there. And there's, in fact, one of the biggest bird sanctuaries in the United States, located at the end of a runway, al final de una pista. Good thinking, guys. What's one of the main reasons engines fail in planes? Bird strikes. So whose brilliant idea was it to put a huge major airport near a bird reserve? All right, so 350 species. Careful with this word. Spices are what you... I get confused in Spanish. That's why I'm telling you. Spices are what you put on your food, right? Oregano, chili pepper, whatever. Spices, right? Cinnamon is a spice. Doesn't have to be, it can be sweet stuff too. So spice and species is animals. So spices versus species. Don't mix them up because I do in Spanish. So let's see. 300 species of fresh and saltwater fish. There's another interesting thing about the Everglades. You've got freshwater and saltwater mixing because, well, you've got the Gulf of Mexico down there. You've got the Atlantic Ocean, and you've also got Lake Okeechobee, which is one of the biggest lakes down there. A lot of lakes in Florida, by the way. If you guys have ever been to Florida, you'll see there are tons of lakes. There's three things we can say about Florida. It's flat. It's plano. There are no mountains, right? It's hot. And Disney World. Disney World is down there, too. Let's see. 40 species of mammals, mammíferos, and 50 species of reptiles just living down there on the southern tip of Florida in the what we call the Everglades. So there you go, guys, some national parks in the U.S. If you haven't discovered them, well, hopefully on one of your next trips, you'll be able to discover one of the many national parks in the United States. I've spent the last 14, 15 years discovering Spain's national parks, from Monfragüe to Sierra Nevada to, many, many of the national parks here. So, hey, if you love nature, then that's right up your alley. Es justo lo que te va a gustar a ti. All right, well, guys, it's time for a little challenge to get you guys participating over here. This is where we look at double meanings. It's called Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, amigos. It's Double Trouble on the show with no name. And this is where we look at words with double meanings. And as always, I pull these words, I pluck these words right out of pop culture. So if I'm watching a series, and I hear a good expression, well, you can guarantee that it's going to end up, or a good phrasal verb, you can guarantee that it's going to end up in this section. So right now I'm watching Mindhunter. I don't know if you guys have seen that on Netflix. Pretty cool stuff if you like crime, criminology, all that stuff. Mindhunter. All right. Well, guys, here we go. It's today's Double Trouble. As always, what we need you to do here is translate this sentence. But there's a catch. You have to use the same word twice in this sentence. All right. And, of course, make sure it's grammatically correct. You know, make sure you're using the right tense. Make sure the prepositions are all, you know, the right ones. And good luck. Here we go, folks. Remember, if you want to participate, you can do it on Twitter. It's I'm Alberto Alonso. El hombre en el coche amarillo es un cobarde. All right, guys, there you go. El hombre con el coche, o en el coche, que he dicho. El hombre en el coche amarillo es un cobarde. All right? So, folks, let's see if my superstars are out and about and ready to rise up to the challenge here. Okay, Juan González is participating in the Say What soundbite. Now, Juan, I think we got a couple mistakes in there, but not bad. Good effort. Good effort. Give it another listen. He says Scarlett Johansson. Nope. It's not Scarlett Johansson. So, but hey, good job, man. Not bad. The idea is you gotta take a guess, you know, and hey, I think most of what you put is right. But there's a couple things in there I don't understand, which means we gotta try again. But don't worry again. You're gonna hear that two more times in the show. In fact, when we come back from our next commercial break, we'll hear the Say What soundbite for the third time. So I know I know that you guys will be able to figure it out. It's not that difficult today. I mean, we've had harder ones, I'll say that. All right, so guys, today's double trouble. Let's see if anybody knows it. Going over here to Twitter. El hombre en el coche amarillo es un cobarde. And I've got to tell you something. I remember where I learned this word. I remember where I learned this vocabulary word, and I will tell you after the commercial break. I'm not going to tell you now, because then maybe I'll give you a clue. But I've got to say something. I think I've stumped you guys. I'm checking out Twitter here, and all right, everybody's here. Everybody's participating. But the spelling bee, a lot of participation right now. I don't think anybody knows it. Let's see. I'll give it one more refresh over here. All right, there's Virginia. But Virginia, check your spelling. Check your spelling over there. That's right. Just missing two L's in your sentence. Te faltan dos L's. There it is. Beatriz, the first one to get it right, 100% spelled right and everything. Awesome. All right, guys, we're going to a quick commercial break, but we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So stick around.
¿Por qué es compatible con tu jornada laboral? Con un máximo de 6 alumnos por clase. Son los trimestrales de Vaughan. Exigentes. Intensos. Sí, son los de Vaughan. Con más de 40 años de experiencia. Elige el día de la semana y déjate de excusas. Ven a nuestro centro Vaughan en Madrid. En la calle Orense 69, primera planta. O en la calle Arapiles 18. Más información en el 91-133-5833. Trimestrales de Vaughan. 3 meses y notarás la diferencia.
Un máster o un MBA apenas impresiona a un entrevistador. Son muchos ya los que tienen estudios de posgrado. Sin embargo, siguen siendo pocos los que pueden demostrar un ágil y potente dominio del inglés. Es aquí donde uno se diferencia. Es aquí donde uno destaca de verdad. Céntrate en el inglés, quítalo de en medio y empieza a cotizar alto en el mercado laboral.
Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
En Vaughan llevamos más de 40 años con la pasión de formar a los empleados, directivos, a ti. Llevamos el método Vaughan a tu empresa a través de uno de nuestros profesores certificados Vaughan, con clases dinámicas e intensas, con horarios 100% flexibles. O clases de inglés telefónicas para empresas. Su formato mixto entre conversación fluida y corrección con el método Vaughan mejorará radicalmente el inglés de tus empleados con los horarios más complicados. Inmersiones lingüísticas totales en las que tus empleados, alejados de los problemas de la vida real, se centrarán exclusivamente en hablar en inglés.
inglés durante todo el día en nuestro Vaughan Town para empresas. O una nueva solución para aquellos colectivos que necesitan flexibilidad con respecto a la ubicación de los alumnos, a la vez que necesitan contacto regular con un profesor. Nuestras clases por videoconferencia para empresas. Y no olvides el máster para ejecutivos en el programa más exigente de Vaughan. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com o llamando al 911335831. 911335831. Grupo Vaughan. Más de 40 años encontrando soluciones. In Company.
Vaughan y Disney presentan
Disney English Vaughan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Vaughan tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Vaughan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Vaughan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupovaughan.com y apúntalos ya.
Entra en grupovaughan.com y descubre verbos en inglés, consejos y curiosidades, gramática inglesa. Descubre mucho más en grupovaughan.com. Recursos para aprender inglés.
Estás escuchando